Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya and it's a pleasure to have you here today. For a bunch of episodes, I want to focus on advice that a writer needs to follow, and this is given by a distinguished writer named Stephen King. Stephen King has written a lot of novels and he writes it in such a speed that taking his advice is an important one. He has a set system in how he writes his novels. And it's important for a writer to have a system. Remember, we discussed emotion drives us to write, but discipline keeps the consistency. The reason is writing is hard, writing is boring. Almost everything else becomes interesting the moment you want to start writing. So, Stephen King gives around 22 points of advice, and I want to deal with each of them in a different episode, including a few suggestions of my own as well as what Stephen King says. So here's the first advice: read as much as you can. Without any further ado, let's get started. One thing that Stephen King says a lot is that you have to read as much as you can, but he also adds the caveat of not watching TV series. What exactly does this mean? In the last couple of episodes, that one named Books vs. Movies, we realized and we discovered that books have a very singular dimension, but movies have a lot more dimensionality considering the medium. You have a visual medium, you have an auditory medium, you have multiple ways to engage all of your senses, while reading engages only your eyes and imagination. A lot of the time when you're reading, your imagination is fired up. As you read the description, you start imagining, you start picturing what exactly is being said. But when a movie is made or a TV series is made, that does not happen because of a simple reason. It is shown in front of you. The one important thing that is talked for a movie, which is not told for a book, is the description has to be perfect when it's shown. See, directors go through a lot of struggle and they put in a lot of details into movies, but you don't get a lot of time to see them, but that is not the case when you look at books. So when Stephen King is saying do not watch TV series but instead read, he is not condemning watching TV series. He is saying to master the craft of writing, you need to read a lot of books. Because the simple reason is you need to know how to write things. In one of the episodes, we learned that books teach you a bunch of things. One, they give you information for a particular story that you're writing. It can be historical information, it can be the cultural information or the linguistic information. It can be how to structure a legend, or it can be inspiration. You can maybe figure out what exactly you want to write after reading a very related book. I want to recite a verse from an upcoming poem. The verse goes as follows. There was darkness all around the universe, darker than the sphere that swallows the light. Now look at the last line, darker than the sphere that swallows the light. This is referring to a black hole. Now, because I have read a lot about black holes, I know that black hole has an intense gravity that can attract light as well, and the bend is so much that light cannot escape that gravitational force. I know this because I read it. I know that I want to dramatize the fact that the darkness that I see is pitch black, and I want to represent that through this particular analogy, and this is the device I use. Now this is something that you can relate to with Snow White as well. Snow White, her lips as red as rose, her skin as pale as the snow itself. See, this is an inspiration I've got. The information is that a black hole has so much gravity that light cannot escape it. By combining these two, I came up with the phrase, darker than the sphere that swallows the light. Putting aside the dramatization here, the idea is, I have gotten this connection because I read a lot. And this is the kind of connections that you need to make as a writer. See, everyone can report events. It's not a big deal. As a writer, one of the biggest things that you also have to do is narrate events in such a fashion that they are intriguing and engaging. And that is where your skill as a writer needs to be honed. See, just coming up with a plot is not a big deal. People have come up with plots after maybe a couple of drinks in a bar. Coming up with a plot is not a big deal. Making that plot interesting and engaging, that is a big deal. So how do I as a writer structure all of this in my own writing process? The one thing that I do is, I try to read every day, be it fiction, be it non-fiction. I try to read every day, be it maybe 5 pages, maybe 10 pages. But every day I must read. Some days I read 10 pages and it just goes on to maybe 30 or 50 because the story is so gripping. Some days I may not be able to, but I cover it up. I ensure that I read 10 pages worth of material that day so that I can finish my deadline, finish the commitment I have made. Like I said before, emotion drives you, but discipline gets you consistency. By doing this every day, you're building slowly and very slowly your writer skill. So here's what I suggest for you to do. You may not be able to read 10 pages because of various other commitments that you have in the day. Do not postpone things for the weekend. If you can read more, that's well and good, but you have to read continuously. So what I suggest is, put a smaller target, maybe put 3 pages. Take a book and say, I will read 3 pages of this. Read 3 pages. If post that 3 pages you feel like reading more, only then read more. But otherwise, read until 3 pages and you can say, okay, I have achieved my target for today and I will move on. But again, this is not just about reading passively. Try to think on what you have read. Try to think of the phrases that are used. Try to think of the information that is being mentioned. Be active in your reading. Maybe take notes, right? Use a journal and write whatever you feel during that. Do not read as if you're reading for pleasure, because this reading is not a reading for pleasure. This reading is reading with intent. You're reading to become a better writer. And that is the most important thing. So decide on a target and be realistic with this target. See, reading 100 pages a day, it's not impossible, but it may not be consistent. The idea is you have to do this for a long time. Put a target that is a little out of your comfort zone and use that to go beyond your comfort zone. Maybe if you can read 2 pages a day, try going 3, maybe 2.5. Don't go too much out of your comfort zone that you look at it and eventually decide you will not do. But don't put it too small that you feel it's too comfortable and you don't grow. Put it somewhere in the middle that you have to take a little step out of your comfort zone and do it consistently. Ensure that you do it consistently. That's the most important thing. Set a realistic target and keep the discipline. It is hard. If you wish, keep a reminder. I would suggest you keep a reminder every day at a certain time, reminding you to finish the reading. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 Years follows the story of Vikram, who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.